like a string of
I don't even know that. You're talking about a string of pearls?
Well, it could be pearls. In this case, maybe just little wooden balls or something, not quite as valuable as pearls. You ever heard like a string of beads or?
I don't recall anything. Okay. What is it? What is one way?
Well, it's just a string of beads or?
Beads?
Yeah.
You ever heard that expression?
String of beads?
Yes.
Yeah, but I wouldn't speak of that. I don't believe if it's a wooden bead.
Okay, what would you call it if it was one?
I don't think I've ever heard it called, to tell you the truth.
Okay. What did men used to use to hold their pants up?
It's been so long since I used them, I've forgotten that too. Suspenders.
Okay, is there any other terms you might have used?
Yeah, the men around here used to use some other term. Let's see if I can remember what they were. Use supporters on your socks. You used galluses, of course. Galluses, suspenders. I don't think of anything else right quick.
Okay. Now, on a pair of overalls, bibs, would you call those things over your shoulder, would you call those anything special?
We used to call them straps.
Okay. How about, what would you carry on a rainy day over your head to keep the rain?
We usually said umbrella. I've heard some people say parasol.
Do you think of any difference between parasol and umbrella?
I usually think of a parasol as more of a lady's piece of equipment.
Would it be used for inclement weather or fair weather or what? A parasol?
No, she might go to a tennis match on a sunny day and carry a parasol.
Okay.
I think of an umbrella as always a rain protector.
What's the last thing that you put on a bed when you're making a bed?
You talking about pillow? Pillow sham?
All right, what was that again, please?
Pillow sham.
What's a pillow sham?
Well, we had pillow shams on all of those down yonder. That would have been the last thing you'd put on those beds.
Because they were on top of the...
Yeah. Sally, would you call those ornaments, and why did they
use... That's all they were used by, because they didn't have them. They just covered up pillows during the day.
Mm-hmm. It's not a sack at all. It's just one piece, isn't it, that you clipped on up here.
Yes, it's just a piece of cloth that fastens to the head board of the bed and just sort of covers up the pillow on the bed.
And you might have epigrams or one thing and another on it quite often. Hers, for example.
Okay, and it would just like, keep dust and stuff off the pillow mainly?
Yeah, I'm sure it did. Did they use it for that, Sam?
I never did. We never did have them at home.
Mama used them some.
And those down at the museum are real old. One of them is dated. The date on it is 1898. Hmm. Embroidered into the cloth. And they used them. And there are places that they have little clips like things on the bed stitched to hold them up in place. Hmm. They did a long time ago.
And they're like a tent sometimes.
Tent it down.
Yeah. That's interesting. How about... Nowadays, you wouldn't use a pillow?
Pillow sham. S-H-A-M.
Sham. Nowadays, you wouldn't use that. It would be the last thing you'd put on a bed now.
You don't make up a bed, do you?
Oh, no. Okay.
I'm lost there, I think.
The bed spread.
Oh.
I told you didn't make up a bed.
I was trying to think of some correlation to pillow sham.
Well, what might you find on a bed? A bed that's completely made, what might you just find laying on it? What's all the pieces that you found on it?
You would have sheets and either blankets or quilts or